Walking up here tonight, I was tempted to take off my shoes and lift up my arms. But instead of giving you a live demonstration, we'll just talk about the mitzvah in this week's parsha, mitzvah 378, mitzvah of, hope that was clear, Birchas Kohanim. Parshas Naso has many mitzvahs, many psukim, and the Sefer HaChinuch count 378, the mitzvah of Birchas Kohanim, which he refers to as a mitzvah on the Kohanim to bless the people every single day. There are actually several discussion points just in that title alone. Obviously the second half, about every single day, that's a big point of discussion. But also, the fact that he describes the mitzvah as being on the Kohanim, which seems obvious, is actually another point of discussion. Misharshi HaMitzvah, the Sefer HaChinuch, discusses the reason behind the mitzvah. Why is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted the Kohanim to bless us every single day? And he writes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to have good things. He wants us to enjoy life. He wants us to have splendor and glory and wonderful things. And therefore, it's incumbent upon our leaders, our spiritual representatives who dedicate their time in the Beis HaMikdash to holy matters, to be the conduits to bring down HaKadosh Baruch Hu's brachos to the people. And then he asks the question, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to bless us so badly, why use the middle person at all? Why use the agent? Why use the conduit? And he writes something phenomenal. The Sefer HaChinuch writes, it's important for us to make ourselves worthy of those brachos by having our representatives go up there and we ask for a bracha. And by making ourselves worthy and preparing ourselves and turning ourselves into receptacles, we become worthy of those brachos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is ready to give, but we have to make ourselves ready to receive. And by making human beings that conduit, HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises, Va'ani avarachim. At the end of the day, it's Hashem giving the blessings. But we have to be the ones to get up there to do that ishtadlus, to make ourselves worthy of those brachas. This idea, the Sefer HaChinuch quotes from the Gemara in Sota, and the Aflam and Ches, that's the idea of Amor Lehem. Pasuk said, V'samu Hashmi al b'nei Yisrael v'ani avarachim. That's the end of this discussion. But in the beginning, Kos v'archu es b'nei Yisrael, Amor Lehem. What's Amor Lehem say to them? So the Gemara says that the Shliach Tzibur has to call out, Kohanim. It's not just to wake the Kohanim up and give them the starting pistol. There's a mitzvah on the Shliach Tzibur to say, Amor Lehem, tell them, start the process, Kohanim. Why is that? Sefer HaChinuch explains, it's important for us to be active. Even the Yisraelim, to be active in the process of calling out. We're ready for the bracha. We're making ourselves worthy of receiving those blessings. There's also a minhag, the Tosfos quote there in Sota, that the Shliach Tzibur doesn't only say, Kohanim, he also says, Yevarechecha. Oh, yeah. Hashem. Tosfos writes, it's because the Kohanim might get confused. So the Shliach Tzibur guides them along. But the Sefer HaChinuch has another understanding. The Sefer HaChinuch holds that's also included in Amor Lehem, not just calling out Kohanim, we're ready for your bracha. But the Shliach Tzibur has to say, Yevarechecha. Say Yevarechecha. Yevarechecha. Now say Hashem. Word for word, Mila b'mila is a fulfillment of Amor Lehem, beautiful idea of making ourselves worthy, asking for the brachos, telling the Kohanim what to say, making ourselves worthy of Hashem's brachos, His Shmira, His Chain, His Shalom, we have to actually be that messenger. And with this, we can actually understand a dissenting opinion. The Sefer Charedim written in the 1500s, Rabbi Elazar HaZikri, in Safat, another one of the Moni HaMitzvos, he writes something amazing. I mentioned before, it was a point of contention, a point of discussion, that the mitzvah is only on the Kohanim. Seems obvious. Who else is the mitzvah for, if not for the Kohanim? But the Sefer Charedim, which many quote, the Be'er Halacha, the very first Be'er Halacha, and Chelek Beis, the Chafetz Chaim quotes, the Sefer Charedim, there's a mitzvah on the Yisraelim to be gebenched, to receive the brachos, to make themselves worthy, and prepare themselves to receive those brachos. Birchas Kohanim isn't only a mitzvah for the Kohanim to give, there's a mitzvah. The Sefer Charedim counts it. Included in the mitzvah is for the Yisraelim, the people in the Tzibur, to be gebenched. The Sefer HaChinuch disagrees. He counts the mitzvah only on the Kohanim, but the Misharshi HaMitzvah that he wrote is the perfect explanation for the Sefer Charedim. The whole mitzvah is to make yourself prepared, make yourselves worthy, that brachos are a thing and Kadosh Baruch Hu is willing to give, but we have to make ourselves recipients. We have to ask for it. We have to make ourselves want it. We have to make ourselves deserving of having those brachos. Very beautiful idea, discussing maybe even the recipient's role in Birchas Kohanim. The second point of contention was the mitzvah applying every single day, and that's the halacha. So Should I take off my shoes now? So what happened? Why don't we do Birkas Kohanim every single day? We do it in Eretz Yisrael. Many Sfaradim do it every single day. Why are we not doing Birkas Kohanim every single day? Many different explanations, one more difficult than the next. The Ramban, Shulchan Aruch, writes that nowadays, we're so busy during the week, we're not b'simcha. The Kohanim have to give the brachos b'simcha, and during the week, they're busy. During the week, their minds are on their work. They're running out after the 18-minute davening. They're trying to get out there so fast. They can't give the brachos b'simcha, so don't do it at all. Only on Yantiv, even Shabbos somehow is lacking, whatever that means. And Yantiv, they're extra b'simcha, all the extra meals, all the cheesecake. Maybe the Kohanim were extra b'simcha, and that's why it's okay. Rav Shechter Shlita pointed out, using the idea of the Sefer HaChinuch and the Sefer Charedim, the other side is important too. It isn't only the Kohanim who are too busy to be b'simcha. The people in the Tzibur also have a mitzvah. And therefore, if the people in the audience are too antsy to leave, people are so eager to get out and go to work, it's not only a problem with the Kohanim giving the brachos. Part and parcel of the mitzvah is on the recipients. And if they're not b'simcha, if they're not really asking for it, if they're not really deserving and making themselves right to receive it, then it's not a good time for that either. Maybe that's the explanation. The Rama quotes why we don't do Birchos Kohanim nowadays, in Chutz Laretz at least, why we don't do it every single day. Because the Kohanim, maybe even the recipients, aren't truly b'simcha. Now, because we don't do it every single day, I looked at the calendar, we're more than 4 months away from the next time that the Kohanim actually get to the Birchos Kohanim. But the idea of the Sefer HaChinuch is so important for our tefillah every single day. We're going to daven Maariv in just a minute. To think about this idea, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is ready to give us the blessings. On His end, they're all there. The giver is ready to give. The question is, where is the hishtadlus from the recipients? People ask the question, if God's willing to give it to me, why do I have to ask for it? Sefer HaChinuch is telling us, the one who has all the blessings is ready to give, but we have to ask. Show we're interested. Make ourselves deserving, making ourselves worthy of it. Mirza Hashem, for Birchas Kohanim in a few months, or Mirza Hashem, we should go back to Eretz Yisrael right away and fulfill that right away. But until then, when we dive in Maariv right now, think about this idea of asking for Hashem's brachos, and hopefully we should all receive everything we're davening for.